Have you ever felt pressure to get straight A's or be the best athlete? Hi there, I'm Natty, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Sometimes I can be quite a people pleaser at work, at church, at home. I've gone to considerable lengths just to make people proud of me, praise me, and like me. And honestly, it only makes me feel good for a minute. One of the most dangerous things about it isn't just burning myself out and misplacing my worth, but also it's impacted the way I view others. If others aren't at the standard that I hold myself to, I can be pretty cruel. And if they've passed me, well, I get pretty cruel to myself too. And that's a bit about what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called Releasing the Burden of Seeking Approval by Tania Lewis. Have you ever felt pressure to get straight A's or be the best athlete on the field? There are so many things in this world telling us to be the best at this or that. When we feel this pressure on our shoulders, it can start to crush us. The truth is, it can be good to use the skills and abilities God has given us as we work hard for things and do our best. This can be an act of worship, honoring God. But once we allow ourselves to be controlled by achieving the highest standard because we want to be well-liked, accepted, or feel valuable, then we know we've crossed a line. This can be a sign that we're starting to forget that we are perfectly loved, accepted, and valued in Christ. And when we forget this truth, we start allowing ourselves to do things for the approval of other people, turning away from what God wants for us. Instead of walking in God's good ways because His unshakable love has transformed our hearts, we begin to do things to get people to like us or accept us. But when we return to the truth of the gospel and we start to turn our focus on God, His Spirit works in us to align our thoughts, words, actions, and attitudes with His good ways. In the gospel, we see how Jesus died and rose again to make the way for us to be with Him, free from sin and death. Once we put our trust in Jesus, we can know that He is always with us. He loves us. He will never leave us, and we never have to earn His approval. This truth changes everything. When we rest in God's love, we begin to do things out of our love for Him instead of to earn the approval of people. So what thoughts are going through your mind right now? When are you most tempted to idolize the approval of people around you? Consider spending some time in prayer, asking Jesus to show you where you're chasing after human approval and to help you rest in His perfect love instead. As you and I can read in Romans 15:7, accept one another then just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 11:28-30, Galatians 1:10, and Colossians 3:23-24 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. And let's talk. Did you relate to today's Devo? Like, seriously? If so, yay. If not, what has the Lord been teaching you lately? We want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about seeking wise counsel with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.